This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're speaking to Deborah Carlton, who's the Senior Vice President at the California Apartment Association. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm calling about Burke versus Oakwood, and I'm wondering whether we can talk about the case in particular or whether you just want to talk about smoke-free policies in apartments in California in general.
Well, I can speak to the smoke-free housing in general.
Okay. Give our listeners a little background about the California Apartment Association. Who's in it? How big is it? What's its mission?
Well, the California Apartment Association is an organization, the largest in the country, for rental property owners and management professionals. We represent approximately 50,000 professionals who are responsible for about 2 million rental units throughout the state of California.
So does it include big complexes like Oakwood and smaller ones as well?
Yes, we have everything from the large, although I'll say our predominantly membership is made up of those owners who own less than 10 units. So okay. About 75% own less than 10 units.
Okay. Are the Oakwood apartments the largest apartment complex in California?
No.
How do they rank? Are they pretty big? Or
they're pretty big. They're certainly up there.
But there are others who are that are larger.
Yeah, but they rank as one of the largest, I should say.
Okay. This lawsuit in particular, and you're going to talk about the situation in general, the plaintiff is a 5-year-old girl who has asthma, who is arguing that her health is being impaired by the fact that the apartment owners are allowing smoking throughout the common areas of the apartment complex, and that endangers her health, and it ought to be stopped. What's the position of the California Apartment Association on this issue in general?
You know, what's interesting is the legislature did give us some guidance in the labor code years ago when it passed and the governor signed law that banned smoking in enclosed areas. And you also see this, of course, in restaurants. So enclosed areas and restaurants are areas in which the legislature has said smoking cannot take place. They've not given us any guidance on, you know, open areas of either apartment complexes or, you know, outdoors, outside the buildings, unless, of course, you are within so many feet of a public building, you cannot smoke. And there are some cities that have banned smoking unless you're walking. You know, you can't be standing still and smoking, and you see that in some cities.
I think Thousand Oaks did that, or Westlake?
Probably, yeah. That's some of the guidance that we've been given, but we've never been given any guidance in situations specific to the one that you've just referenced in the lawsuit.
Is the California Apartment Association lobbying to get some guidance?
Well, you know, we've seen laws or proposals, I should say, over the last couple of years that would give some guidance. Things such as a certain percentage of the units and maybe some swimming pools in some of the apartment complexes would have to be smoke-free. But the legislature's never been able to find a way to balance the rights of, you know, those individuals who want to smoke and those who don't.
What does the California Apartment Association believe is the proper balance between those who smoke and those who don't want to breathe other people's tobacco smoke?
Exactly.
What's your position?
We wrote a policy statement. We call it the smoke-free housing choice. And we open by saying that the California Apartment Association believes that owners and managers of property should be free to set smoking and non-smoking policies for their rental homes and communities. And we also believe that, you know, the market forces are the best way to designate units in common areas.
Are apartment owners free to do that now? Do they have the authority? What is the authority of an apartment owner to regulate the smoking content, the smoking behavior of tenants within the property grounds?
You'd probably say that it's left to market forces currently because we have no legislative guidance.
No, I meant legally, the legal authority of the owner of the property to decree everyone has to smoke, no one can smoke, people can smoke on Tuesdays. What's the legal authority of an apartment owner in terms of regulating that common area conduct by his or her tenants or its tenants?
Well, again, there's no legal precedent. So again, it's left to the market forces. So maybe the short answer is owners could set no smoking policies, I suppose, if they wanted to. We've never seen it tested. I will say that there's no constitutional right to smoke.
So I guess I'm saying, does it run to the authority of a property owner to regulate that content among his tenants and guests?
He or she probably could do that.
Okay, and there haven't been any cases where that's been done where a tenant wanting to smoke in a common area has sued the landlord for the right to do that. That hasn't come to your attention.
We have seen no lawsuits in that direction.
But when you say that the market forces should regulate it, that means, tell me if this is what you mean, that property owners should be able to set various policies ranging from everybody's got to smoke to nobody can smoke in public areas or even within the apartment units, and then the free market will bring those tenants and potential tenants who like the policy at that apartment to that apartment to rent property. Is that
correct,
what you mean by market forces?
Yeah, correct. In fact, you know, you see that in the hotel situation now.
Right.
You have no smoking rooms, non-smoking rooms. What's, I think, much more challenging is setting a smoking or non-smoking policy indoors in an individual's own private unit.
Right.
And,
go ahead.
That's, of course, not the situation that you're dealing with.
No, that's not the situation in this case. But does that authority, landlords have as a general proposition the authority to ban smoking inside the units that they're renting for whatever reasons, including fire dangers, the unrentability of the property to people later who don't smoke, and so on? Is it within the authority of a property owner to say there's to be no smoking in this unit?
Yeah, perhaps. The legislature hasn't told us we couldn't do that.
Right, and of course, if the property owner wants to say no smoking by the pool, no smoking anywhere outside on the property, that's also within the authority of the owner to do under his or its property rights, right?
Yeah, very well. Okay. On the external, it could be.
Okay.
It was interesting that the legislature wrote in a legislative council opinion back in the late 90s that discrimination against smokers by landlords serves a legitimate business interest, you know, by reducing risk of damage to the property.
Right. And in fact, I just want to take it to the what seems like the final step. There are employers now who refuse to hire or will fire people who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, insurance
whether
issues.
They're doing it at work or not because of the insurance risk.
Right.
Would it also be within the authority of an apartment owner to refuse to rent to a smoker they're more likely to die, they won't pay the rent, there'll be replacement costs.
You know, usually what we say is you don't word it in such a way as you interfere with their own private use of their time, but
right.
Some owners will say that they don't allow smoking. So in other words, you know, if someone goes out to a their own separate area off-site and smokes,
right.
They wouldn't evict them for that purpose.
Right.
They just would not allow smoking
okay.
at the property.
But,
so there's
okay.
a fine line, but yes.
Right, okay. All right. So this being the case, how does your organization view this lawsuit? Do you think that if it succeeds, that it would set a precedent that would legally require all other property owners at the request of one tenant or one guest to prohibit smoking anywhere in common areas in the apartment complex?
It would certainly send up a huge red flag. I think we would see owners prohibiting smoking depending upon, you know, the outcome of this lawsuit. And
The argument in the lawsuit is that the landlord is liable for the damage because he, she, or it has, in this case, it, I guess, hasn't taken those steps to protect the tenant.
To stop smoking.
By prohibiting the smoking to which the tenant is exposed in the normal course of and free use of the property.
Right.
So,
yeah, you know, and I don't know if, I haven't seen the lawsuits, so I don't know if they named the actual smoker as well.
No, they don't name individual smokers. They named
the owner
as allowing the smoking.
Right.
And they also talk about the littering of the property with the residue of cigarettes, to which this child and her other and her co-children constantly encounter throughout the complex.
Yeah, it's fascinating because you know, the long-term precedent, you know, you have to ask is very interesting. You know, over the course of the last couple of decades, owners have been held, you know, responsible for the actions of tenants.
Right.
And so this is just seems to be another line of potential cases that would hold an owner responsible for the actions of
right.
a tenant.
So you're saying that the trend has been to consider landlords legally responsible for the behavior of their tenants more than in the past.
In most cases, though, they've been responsible for the illegal actions
right.
of their tenants.
Right.
This would be the first time that we've seen a case where they've been held responsible for legal action, a right, if you will, ethically or not. Of a tenant, and that's unusual. We haven't seen that before.
Okay, that's without precedent, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay, is the California Apartment Association going to become a party to this lawsuit, do you expect?
I really don't know. We will take a look at it as it unfolds. I believe it's just in the lower court now, if I'm not mistaken, and we don't typically become involved in those lower court cases, but it's not unusual for us.
Have you received, and can you talk about any kind of feedback from your members, one way or the other, or in any way about this case since it's been announced?
No feedback, no.
Okay. Do you think it would be a benefit to your members if this rule of no smoking in common areas was implemented by that? Do you think this will make more of them do it on their own?
They may. You know, we hear from some owners who would be fine with prohibiting smoking in all areas. They believe that it's, especially in the interior of the units, that, you know, there's that increased cost to them.
Right.
Many have been...
You're saying even more in the interior of the units rather than in the common area?
Maybe both.
Okay.
You know, if you're
right.
going to prohibit it at the property, you prohibit it at the property in most cases.
Right.
But, you know, what becomes a very fascinating and tricky area is for those owners who operate housing in rent-controlled jurisdictions, for example,
right.
L.A., for example, you can't change the terms of your tenancy. And we've had tenants in those communities who have lived in those communities for years and
right.
years. They just don't leave under rent control.
Right.
So the ability to change the terms of your tenancy to say smoking is no longer allowed is very questionable.
Well, would that apply within the unit? But it would certainly be within the authority of the a landlord to change the policy. You know, they change when the pool...
No, you know, you couldn't change in the common areas either. Rent control is very restrictive in that once somebody moves in under certain house rules or policies, unless there's a state law that changes it,
right.
the owner couldn't change the rules. In other words, take away from the tenant
right.
a right that he or she thought that they had.
And that rule would extend to allowing smoking in common areas.
Correct.
So you're saying this could arise, this could become an impediment to the implementation of this reform.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. Bottom line is you couldn't do it in a rent control jurisdiction. And so we've got the largest jurisdictions in the state of California under rent control. So you have Los Angeles, San Francisco. You even have parts of San Diego that are not rent controlled, but they have what's called, you know, the reasons for an eviction. So in other words, you couldn't threaten eviction if somebody were smoking and you never had a no smoking policy.
And does this rule apply on the basis of state law or local laws?
State law allows local rent control jurisdictions.
So would exempting the reform of prohibiting smoking in common areas be implementable through state legislation to cover the whole state?
That would be the only way you could do it.
So you wouldn't go to the separate jurisdiction, you go to the state legislature.
Well, you could go to, for example, you'd go in Los Angeles and you'd say we'd like to change the rules so that we could, and really what you're talking about is evicting people if they smoke.
But first, yes, well, you're talking about amending the rent control laws.
You would have to amend the rent control laws.
To say that you can't degrade the tenancy except by prohibiting smoking in common areas.
Correct.
Okay. To your knowledge, are there any apartment buildings in California where smoking is banned in the common areas?
You know, I do not know. The big disagreement has come on the interior of the unit.
Are there apartment buildings that ban smoking in the interior?
Yes. I don't know if the large complexes do, because they probably have enough units that they can spread it around and allow some smoking units.
Do the ones that have prohibited it within units, do they just prohibit it within units and not in common areas, or do they just prohibit it everywhere on the property? Do you know?
A lot of times they'll prohibit it because they must in enclosed areas, so in laundry rooms you can't smoke.
Oh, you mean in enclosed common areas?
Correct.
Are enclosed common areas already covered under the law so that...
Correct.
So that laundry rooms or exercise rooms or whatever, enclosed common rooms,
the residential office, you can't smoke. Those are considered, they fall under the labor code of the state of California, and they're considered places of employment.
And that's already has a total ban on smoking.
That has a total ban on smoking already.
All right. We're just talking about the outdoor areas which are within the property lines of the apartment.
Correct. The open air, if you will.
Okay.
And, you know, when the legislature had attempted to pass some laws that would also ban it in the common areas, the open common areas, the opposition was very interesting as well. I mean, there was opposition to those bills from individuals who would find it difficult to leave the property, people in wheelchairs that smoked, you know.
Right.
People who are disabled said, you know, there's no way I could leave the grounds of the property regularly to smoke, and they opposed the bill.
Right.
So you find fascinating dilemmas that arise, not only, like I said, from the rent-controlled communities and those cities who think the jurisdiction falls with them, but also from certain, you know, segments of the population who would find it a hardship.
I want to take one more subject here before we go. The lawsuit cites the California Air Resources Board and its decision to declare secondhand tobacco smoke a toxic chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And the recent announcement by the Surgeon General of the United States that secondhand smoke is carcinogenic and contributes to the death of 5,000 people a year in the United States. And I was wondering whether, in light of those recent announcements by health authorities, that the Apartment Association might believe that, as a general principle, it would be a good idea to reduce or eliminate or prohibit smoking in common areas within apartments in the state.
Well, you know, we didn't go that far when we wrote our policy statement. We were going to let owners make those decisions. You know, whether or not you decide that or you believe owners should do that, you know, many owners, I think, would ask why the state of California hasn't banned smoking or why the United States hasn't banned smoking in you know, the United States. So it's been one of those...
You mean
smoking's not illegal.
You mean make tobacco an illegal drug?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what we're talking about, right? So it's a carcinogen.
It is a carcinogen.
Right? So if it's dangerous...
As far as I know, it's the only carcinogen that's
still legal, right?
That people can freely put into the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
It has a privileged position, it seems.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I think what's fascinating about this from just a political discussion is because the lawmakers haven't yet taken that full decision to ban smoking altogether, the general populace has found another way to go at it. And unfortunately, landlords have been caught in this situation of upholding what the general, I think many people in the general public would like to see eliminated. So
you're saying they're bearing the brunt of the anti-smoking movement's desire to eliminate smoking when the government won't act?
When the government won't act, and you have people that are in fact smoking still out on the street, they're smoking in, you know, certain areas. They're not listed. They're not listed as a defendant. And, you know, I think we also need to ask those hardcore questions about, let's get serious.
Okay, good. I want to thank you for explaining the California Apartment Association's position on all this. And presumably when the case comes to moves ahead, maybe we can talk again, and if we can get reports on how your members are feeling about it and
okay,
further
sure,
developments.
I like that. You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Bye.